Track 2, An Asian-American Critical Incident. On the last track, we discussed cultural and historical perspectives of Asian Americans and those perspectives relate to counseling Asian American clients. We also discussed some of the implications of these perspectives on counseling. On this track, we will consider a case study of ethically counseling a culturally different client who is Asian American. We will consider this case in light of the topics Asian American value systems and the coping methods of traditionalism, marginalism, and rebelliousness discussed on the previous track. As we discuss the case, consider the ethical issues being raised. Chi Yo is a 21-year-old Chinese student majoring in electrical engineering who sought counseling because he was having academic difficulties. Chi Yo had trouble focusing on studying and had received his first failing grades as he began his senior year at college. These academic troubles were accompanied by physical problems as well. Chi Yo started having headaches, indigestion, and insomnia. Chi Yo at first blamed the academic problems on his physical health, but after seeing a doctor, Chi Yo discovered that he had no physical disorders. During Chi Yo's first session, he seemed depressed and anxious. All his responses to questions were short yet polite statements, and he rarely volunteered information about himself. Chi Yo presented his problems as strictly educational ones and avoided statements about his emotions and feelings. Chi Yo seemed to doubt the value of counseling and needed reassurance and feedback throughout the session. After several sessions, Chi Yo's therapist made a breakthrough and discerned that Chi Yo did not like his electrical engineering major. Chi Yo was only going into the field to please his parents. The therapist realized that Chi Yo would not take responsibilities for his actions and was excessively dependent on his parents and was unable to express his anger towards them for pushing him into a career he didn't like. Chi Yo's therapist decided to use the Gestalt Empty Chair technique with Chi Yo. As you know, in the Gestalt Empty Chair technique, the client pretends that someone specific is seated in an empty chair opposite him or her and expresses his or her true feelings towards that person. In Chi Yo's session, his therapist asked him to pretend that his parents were seated in two chairs opposite him. The therapist experienced difficulty in getting Chi Yo to express his feelings at first. However, after much encouragement from the therapist, Chi Yo did finally begin to vent some of his true feelings. Following this session, Chi Yo seemed more withdrawn and guilt-ridden than ever. Subsequent sessions with Chi Yo proved non-productive. What ethical issues regarding culturally different clients who are Asian Americans can you see in this case? How did Chi Yo's Chinese family background influence his decisions and choices? Did the therapist understand Chi Yo's Chinese values? Did the therapist technique agree with Chi Yo's value system? As you can see, the first ethical issue in this case is Chi Yo's family background. I have found that often Asian American clients will make decisions based on their parents' desires. As a Chinese American, Chi Yo selected his electrical engineering major based on his parents' wishes. Through appeals to familial obligation, Chi Yo's parents made their wishes clear. Through the installation of guilt and shame, Chi Yo felt that he could not defy his parents' wishes. As you are well aware, familial obligation as well as guilt and shame play a key role in the Asian American value system. I have found that in the Asian American value system, it is the family unit, not the individual, that is most highly valued. A second ethical issue to consider is the therapist's relationship with Chi Yo and the goals that he established for Chi Yo's sessions. Regarding the therapist's relationship with Chi Yo, the therapist did not seem to understand the Asian American value system. I have found that the Asian American value system places emphasis on the restraint of feelings, yet Chi Yo's therapist encouraged him to explore and express his emotions. Do you see how the therapist established inappropriate goals for Chi Yo's counseling? As a culturally different client from a Chinese background, Chi Yo approached the counseling situation expecting advice regarding his academic problems. The therapist responded by establishing goals for Chi Yo that he might have established for any typical white client. The therapist established Chi Yo's goals as learning to take responsibility for his own decisions and exploring his feelings. While these goals would be compatible with most traditional white client value systems, they clash with Chi Yo's Asian American value system. Finally, the third ethical issue to consider is that of process and goals. The establishment of inappropriate goals and the therapist's lack of understanding for the Asian American culture and value system led to the use of an inappropriate process. Do you see how the Gestalt empty chair technique may have made Chi Yo's situation worse? In my experience, one aspect of the Asian American value system is indirect and subtle approaches to conflict. Obviously, conflicts are not dealt with directly in an Asian American value system. Yet Chio's therapist used a technique that forced his Asian American client to directly approach his emotions. I have found that in addition, the Asian American value system emphasizes familial obligations and respect for elders, as such a technique like the Gestalt empty chair technique, which required Chio to talk back to his parents, even through imaginary dialogue, caused more guilt in him than he was already experiencing. Make sense? Do you have a culturally different client who is Asian American? What are the ethical implications of counseling techniques you are using? How might your counseling techniques be influenced by knowledge of the Asian American culture system? On this track, we have discussed Chio's case and the effect the Asian American value system had on his counseling experience. On the next track, we will discuss cultural perspectives in counseling culturally different clients who are African American. We will also discuss the implications of these cultural perspectives. Question 2. Why might the Gestalt empty chair technique be inappropriate for Asian American clients like Chio?